With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's been what's reported to be a terrorist attack in Russia.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for an attack in Moscow that Russia's Federal Security Service says killed at least 40 people and left scores wounded. The authenticity of the claim has not been verified. Russian officials say several assailants sprayed the crowd with gunfire and set fire to the venue. The attack targeted the Crocus City Hall, a large music venue on the city's western edge. The attack took place as crowds gathered for a performance by the famous Russian rock band Picnic. Russian news reports said concert goers were being evacuated, but that an unknown number could have been trapped by the blaze. I'm Norman Hall.
The Senate is expected to pass a government funding bill today after it passed earlier in the House by a vote of 286 to 134. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Passage of the $1.2 trillion bill will avoid a partial government shutdown at midnight Eastern Time. As in the House, many Senate conservatives opposed the bill due to its high price tag, but that was not expected to prevent passage. The bill includes funding for the Departments of Homeland Security, Defense, Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, and State. Bob Agnew reporting.
The measure drew the ire of Georgia GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who announced she was starting a motion to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson. Kate, the Princess of Wales, reveals she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. The stunning video announcement Friday came after weeks of speculation spread on social media about her whereabouts and health since she was hospitalized in January for unspecified abdominal surgery. Kate, 42, hadn't been seen publicly since Christmas. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 305 points, the NASDAQ rose 27, the S&P declined 7. This is SRN News. France considers assisted suicide.
With the strong support of President Emmanuel Macron, French lawmakers will take up a bill that would allow an individual to take his own life with the help of a doctor. Assisted suicide is becoming increasingly popular in Western Europe and Canada, though pro-life advocates point out that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for society's most vulnerable people, including the elderly and the disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling Iran to account. The agency, which advises Congress and the White House, says the Islamic Republic's persecution of Christians and dissident Muslims amounts to crimes against humanity and should be referred to the International Criminal Court. The commission has released a statement saying the Biden administration must work with like-minded nations to hold accountable the Iranian regime for these crimes. This is SRN News. Carmaker Stellantis is making staffing cuts to its engineering and software divisions. Correspondent Tom Krischer reports that Stellantis has announced about 400 layoffs as it transitions from gas-powered to electric vehicles.
The CEO has said many times electric vehicles cost about 40% more to build than internal combustion vehicles, and they have to cut their costs because they have to get that 40% down. Otherwise, nobody's going to buy them. They'll be too expensive for the middle class. But they're trying to make them more affordable.
The layoffs will affect about 2% of workers in the United States. The maker of Jeep, Ram, Chrysler, and Dodge vehicles has cut jobs several times over the past year in both its salaried and hourly workforces, as it posted record net profits worldwide of $20 billion last year. But it's in the midst of a costly transition to electric vehicles. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.